How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
On the planet. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to Business Rockstars. Now over to Pat O'Brien.
Thanks for joining us. Our guest is Miles Kovacs. Hi, Miles. How are you?
How you doing, Pat?
Good to see you.
The president
and co-founder of Dub Magazine, which is a trendsetter for a long time, right?
It's almost 18 years now.
That's a long time.
I'm 43
and you
years old.
Still call it a magazine.
Yeah, it's still a magazine, right. So we're an anomaly.
Online as well, but we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
You know, I never thought I'd be an entrepreneur. I always thought growing up and, you know, being from East LA, I'd be either dead or in jail because that's what I was told.
Right.
So I didn't really have big aspirations for myself and neither did like my family and stuff like that. So I live way past whatever I ever thought I would be.
Well, you wanted to get out though, right?
Well, you know what? I never knew there was a way out. I never knew there was an out. So when you're sitting there and you feel trapped, you're not looking for a way out because you don't know any different.
Right, exactly.
It's like
I'm stuck here.
In your neighborhood and that's it, you know.
So how did you get out?
Well, cars, you know, BMX, riding motorcycle, skateboard. So those things were, you know, transportation, but, you know, they're also protection. And then just kind of being around different people. I think one of the keys for me, and I hated this at first, was I'm Japanese Hungarian, and I grew up amongst, you know, Mexicans and African Americans and stuff, and I wanted to be Mexican so bad, you know, so bad. And then, me not being Mexican probably kept me out of the gangs.
Really?
Yeah, because I never fit in. So I think that's also helped me in business because I'm the chameleon. I could go into different environments and fit in because I'm different.
Your first paying job was what?
Delivery driver for a local wheel and tire store in Whittier, California, and just doing deliveries.
Right.
Picking up rims, dropping off rims, and that was kind of where like I really cut my teeth in business because I figured out how much the tire costs, where it was made, how much the wheel costs, and
how long they last.
I was intrigued by that. Right. I was like, wow, this is amazing.
What's the worst job you ever had?
I've been lucky, you know. When I was younger, I would say, you know, my dad had like a plumbing business, and I would go and you know, like clean toilets and stuff like that. That was pretty rough for like.
But it paid, right?
Yeah. I worked for free because I was underage, right? It was illegal.
That's right.
Right? Don't arrest my dad. He's a great guy.
Exactly. Yeah. Dad, you're fine. How many hours do you work a day now, Miles?
I'm probably 16 hours plus. I mean, you know.
There's no 9 to 5 anymore, right?
There's no such thing as a 9 to 5. And you know what I realized is, you know, Newsweek recognized me for my thinking. And that was kind of, it changed my landscape. And I was like, when you're thinking and you get paid to think, you're working all the time. So I'm probably more than that, because even when I'm dreaming, I'm thinking.
Depends on what you're dreaming.
Well, I'm always, but you're constantly dreaming.
No, I get it.
And it's an evolution. And you know what? Things, you know, there's all these what I call like business messages and things and just kind of lessons that I learned, whether it's in my head or actually happening.
Do you have any hobbies? I mean, what do you do for?
My biggest hobby is motocross, you know, dirt bikes. I ride motocross.
And do you have all your bones? Or?
I have all, you know what? I've been fortunate. I haven't broken a bone in my body.
Really?
Yet, so, yeah.
You're the first one I've ever met.
Yeah. I've had concussions and knocked myself out and things like that, but
no broken bones. Usually it's the clavicle that goes or
The femur, everything.
Wrist, fingers, legs. What's one adjective that describes you as an entrepreneur?
Relentless.
Well, you have to be nowadays, right?
Well, you have to be.
You have to be anyway. But.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just period. It's, you know, survival. Yeah. But as I progress, I mean, there's this one gentleman that was mentoring me for a long time, and he said, "You're a bull. You're very aggressive. You need to be more like a tiger." And that's something that I worked on as I got older. And you know what? It makes sense.
It's good to have a mentor, isn't it? Was he your favorite mentor?
He's probably one of my only mentors that I've, you know, worked with from, you know, the last probably 18 years.
Did he find you or did you find him?
It was accidental. Mm-hmm. We just happened to be in a car going to a destination and it just happened. So, I mean, I think that it's kind of like finding my wife. It's just when it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen, you know.
Or finding a parking spot with a big truck you have.
Yeah, find a parking spot, you know, hoping that the angles work so you could get it in there. So
we are here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. Miles Kovacs is our guest, the co-founder and president of Dub Magazine. Really a trend-setting magazine. Now it's online and everything. Mm-hmm. But where are you now with Dub?
You know, as far as a magazine, you know, there's all these different niches that are kind of, you know, coming back or resurging. So car culture is kind of like 80s all over again. Mm-hmm. So we have the Dub Magazine, which is a celebrity automotive lifestyle magazine. And we just launched a new title called Lifted and Leveled, which is custom trucks, like big lifted trucks and stuff like that. So, you know, as far as the magazine business, I mean, you want to lose money, do events and magazines.
Right, exactly.
Right, that's it.
But the difference now, and I'm a car freak, so, mm-hmm. but now people understand what they have.
Yes.
Thanks to you. I mean, you used to be able to go into communities or somewhere in the Midwest and find the beautiful 48 Chevy pickup for $1,000. Now they all know what they have, right? What
happened? Absolutely. I mean, you know, they realize that when the car manufacturers made limited productions or things like that, they know kind of what's a, you know, collection car now. So it educated everybody. And that's really what media does. It educates the consumer on kind of what is that they maybe should do or not do, and also the price point. So it gets, you know, it definitely gets you very smart consumers.
Yeah. When I go back to the Midwest, Mr. City Slicker here, and they know me. And I said, I'll give you a couple grand for that. And he said, well, it's worth 50.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, they know.
They know. They,
people definitely know. You know.
So I blame you for that. How's your attitude as a CEO? I mean, what's the culture of your company?
Well, there's CEOs that lead, you know, and invite their people on a journey, and there's CEOs that take people on a journey. I'm a person that wants to involve everybody on the journey.
You rely on the advice of others, or are you a micromanaged kind of guy?
You know, I'm a little bit of both. So what I do is I'm a thinker. So I would take all the information I get and just crunch it and crunch it and crunch it. But one of the things is I'm a problem solver. So as long as there's a solution-based issue, I could find the solution and then bring it out.
All right, how many problems do you have today?
A lot. You know, I mean, I have two kids and, you know, they're both in college and, you know, they're teenagers, married. I got the businesses and things like that and partners and, you know, the IRS.
Those
obviously.
Are quality problems.
Yeah. But, you know, growing up, I mean, you know, I was almost legally blind at 11, lost my vision, went totally blind in my left eye when I was 25, when I started Dub Magazine. And you just get to a point where it's like, you know, you just feel like you're here to do something. And so I've always kind of had that feeling my whole life.
You have to kind of figure it out, right?
Well, this one gentleman told me it's learning by Braille. So it's like he's seen me hit the wall so many times,
right,
to figure it out that, you know, that's the only way I learn.
Or the left side of the door, right? That's
it. You know, and you have to be willing to, again, make mistakes. Mm. I think the biggest thing is with, you know, people that are control freaks, like myself, I was really, really bad, and I changed that, was when I realized I could only do so much myself. Two, if I got people that are better than me, then I could take the credit for it anyways.
And take some time off.
That's right.
How many people do you have working for you?
26 people.
26. Right now. And how do you, when you hire them, what do you look for? Passion.
Well, in the past, I used to look for credentials and stuff because, you know, I wanted to, you know, brag. Like, oh, we got this guy that's, you know, this former executive and this and that. And, you know, what I realized was I just want people that share the same mindset. Mm-hmm. I want people that have a good work ethic, that really believe, you know, in whatever we're trying to achieve. But most importantly, I want people that are knowledgeable in that field. I want to hire experts.
All right. What about friends and family?
Friends and family, I got, you know, like...
No, would you hire them?
Would I hire them? No.
Okay.
You know, and I learned that the hard way.
Almost everybody who sits in your chair says that. Why? Boundaries are a problem?
Well, I think a lot of it is, you know, when you try to lead the group, there has to be some kind of, like aspiration, you know, mm-hmm. like they want to be in that position. Friends and family feel that they
expect
should.
Things.
They expect to be
right.
in that position.
What's
so,
your strength as a CEO?
My strength as a CEO is really identifying my weaknesses, but focusing on my strengths.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that is I don't read and write really well still.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned how to read by actually reading Lowrider magazine, which is a car culture magazine, not by going to school. So because I was never passionate about it. So for me, it was just always find the right people. It's like I feel like I'm just putting puzzles together every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, we need this piece that I know that person. And, you know, put that person in the
What
puzzle.
Did you learn from Lowrider magazine?
I learned that
the
they
covers
have...
Covers are always interesting.
Yeah, they have always had bikini-clad women on there. But one thing that I really loved about it was expression. You know, that was kind of my first kind of foray into, like, art.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, these cars are like canvases, and we could go and create our own Picassos. We could do it through color
it's
and
like
chrome.
It's like the old Hot Rod magazine.
That's it. All I mean, people want to give me credit for starting this genre of vehicles, the dub movement.
Mm-hmm.
All I did was copy Robert Peterson and Alberto Lopez. So the Peterson Publishing, which was Hot Rod,
right.
and Lowrider magazine.
I love that Peterson's cars, wouldn't
oh,
you?
Oh, he's amazing. I mean, Robert Peterson was a visionary. And, you know, again, all I did was take everything that he did and just put modern-day content in it.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. Back in a second.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text DISCOVER to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 88% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text DISCOVER to 35517. That's DISCOVER to 35517.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
Napa Know How.
That's not heavy metal music. Or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Stars. Now let's check in with Pat O'Brien.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. Welcome back to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Miles Kovacs is our guest, the president and co-founder of Dub Magazine. Tell me everything that Dub does now.
So Dub is, we have the magazines, we have online, we have social, we have toy cars, so like the Hot Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
So back in 2001, I went to Mattel and said, hey, we want to make a miniature of Shaquille O'Neal's Escalade or mm-hmm. something like that.
Right.
And they're like, we'll never make that. We'll never make an urban toy ever like that. And we end up doing it with another company based out of Hong Kong, and we sold 25 million toys. So basically we urbanized the Hot Wheels. Because I was like, I never grew up with a car with flames on it
right.
or five engines. That's kind of weird. But I wanted...
You saw one come through town every now and then.
Yeah, but I wanted spinners and, right. I wanted, speakers and things like that. So all we did was give the consumers what they want. Then in 2005, we did a video game called the Midnight Club 3 Dub Edition. We sold 9.6 million video games with the producer Rockstar Games. Mm. And it's the same thing. We took what we did with the toys, and now we animated it. We put it on a video game.
How did you know this was going to work?
I didn't. It's basically, trial by fire every
suicidal. Day. Suicidal?
Yeah, it's one of those things where I think at the time my goal was just to make car culture socially acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. I wanted people to have chrome rims or big rims on their cars and not be considered, like a drug dealer or a pimp or whatever it is.
Right. Well, everybody loved the cars. They just didn't know how to get in.
Absolutely.
Right? Or,
it's a cool factor. So what we did that was different was we got celebrities to endorse, our brand and be mm-hmm. on the cover. So it was a celebrity automotive lifestyle magazine. So it's like our first cover was Latrell Sprewell. Then we had Shaquille O'Neal. We've had, Kobe Bryant, all these top stars on the cover of Dub Magazine. And that really gave us credibility.
What's next?
What's next for us is we just actually launched, we're launching new products. So we're looking at different industries, and we just launched a new Dub IR. It's a luxury window tint. So when you think of window tint, you think of the darker it is,
right.
the more heat rejection and the more UV rays it blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Not true. So we have a really light film that blocks 60% of UV and IR rays. And so what we're working on now is let's take this out of just, hey, this looks cool because you have dark windows. What if you have an eye condition like me and you need to have some UVR blocking?
Is it legal?
It's legal. And we have different shades that are legal.
Right.
Doing the front windshield is not legal in some states.
Right, right.
But I do it because, it helps my eyes and then also skin issues and things like that. Like my wife has rosacea and we put it on her car. And her rosacea cleared up. So it's more of less of, hey, this is a cool thing, but this is more of a medicinal product that could stretch outside of just the Dub car culture world. And the reason why that product came out was there was no one really doing that correctly in that marketplace.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Miles Kovacs is here. Good guest. What was your deal with Pepsi? What happened there?
So with Pepsi, we did a sweepstakes. We did the second largest sweepstakes.
They found you, right?
PepsiCo, yeah, they found us through an agency in San Diego that was looking for kind of niche, you know, they're always looking for niche, whether it's like skateboarding or car culture. So we happened to come up and we did a partnership with Pepsi. And we ended up doing the second largest sweepstakes in Pepsi history. Our Dub logo, Dub Edition logo, was on 1.6 billion cans of Pepsi for 2 years. We gave away 70 cars in 70 days for 2 years. One with the first year with Chevy, with the Tahoe and Jeff Gordon and Exhibit, the rapper, that did up.
Did you have to put number 24 on all the cars?
No, you know what? It was an option. You know, so you had like a NASCAR deco. You know, could do different things. So that was really, really significant. And you know, for us, it was like, wow. You know, all these Pepsi cans with their logo on it. I was in I was like Sweden, and I saw a vending machine with our graphics on it and stuff like that.
That made you feel good.
Yeah, I was like, man, I want to take that home.
Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, all those things, they all kind of fit together, right?
Yeah, I mean, all the soda industries. Right now, we're actually partnered with Monster Energy, which is, you know, the number one energy drink in the U.S., and they're attacking it nationwide. So, I mean,
I think you have a Monster logo on your wheels, right?
We have a Monster wheel, Monster Energy wheel, and then we have our own Monster Energy drink as well.
You're really kind of driving not only the millennial, but younger generation as well, right, with ideas. That's got to be a gold mine at some point.
Well, you know, that's...
Or it is already, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's no lack of ideas out there. There's usually a lack of know-how. And I think with the experience that I have, I'm looking for kind of those next ideas and trying to coordinate them and do different things. I've done a lot of licenses and with, you know, large companies and things like that as well.
Give me the numbers. Half a million on your website, right? Or the readership is 500,000 on the magazine.
No, the readership's about 6.5 million on the magazine. The website gets about 500,000 unique visitors a month. Our social is at about 3.5 million.
That was a little low, wasn't it? I saw 4.8 on this, and I rounded it to 500,000.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's huge, right? I mean, and you've been able to monetize that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's we've been blessed, you know, just working. And, again, when you give the customers what they want, they're going to react to it. So for us, it's like create impact and then create a movement. So we accidentally created a movement. People wanted to be involved with this culture.
Yeah, so it makes it cool.
Well, it made it easier.
Part of the,
it made it easier because they wanted to be involved. They were coming to be involved.
How do you find the right employees? Not the great ones, but the right ones.
I learned you just have to kind of try it out. You know, there's different people that are going to fit. And then what I've done also is I take somebody in marketing that, you know, supposedly is a great marketer, and I might make him a salesperson.
Right.
I take a manager that sucks at management that supposedly is good and put him in another position.
Name names.
But, you know, that's really what it is. It's like, you know, identify their strengths. You know, most people in life, I tell people, I don't focus on my weaknesses. I really focus on my strengths.
Yeah.
Because if I want to be the best in the world, all I have to do is really focus on one strength. But if you want to be mediocre, focus on all your weaknesses.
Isn't the best thing just to be observant? I mean, there you were in East L.A., not really part of the crowd, but wanting to be.
Absolutely.
And observing these cars, you just, right? I mean,
well, you know what it is I looked at it, and it's kind of like what made me emotional. Mm-hmm. Those cars made me emotional. So it's like, I want to be involved with that. Mm-hmm. Plus, it didn't hurt that the guys that had nice cars had hot chicks. Right? So that was one of those things. I said, you know what? I'm going to get a nice car so I can have a girl like that.
Just learn how to drive with your hand over the wheel.
That's right. Like this, that's right.
Like this. At what point will Dub Magazine not be relevant? You know what I mean? Because it's a magazine.
Well, you know, it's funny. I just had the discussion with my kids, you know, and they're like, oh, Dad, Dub's been out 20 years. And I said, don't, just wait. Because we're the next baby boomers. So we're going to be driving those cars. Like, I'm looking at, like, Honda Civics and stuff now that I drove in high school or this or that. So history will repeat itself. So Dub is going to go and do what it's doing. But in probably 10, 15 years, everybody's going to want to run a Dub sticker because it reminds them when they were 20.
I want a Dub sticker.
There it is. We're going to put a Dub sticker and the window tint on your car. I mean, when you put this new window tint, you know that burn when you're driving and you get that burn? It eliminates that. or it takes it down. Another thing too is the feeling of the air conditioning and all that stuff. Like I was just in Arizona, it was 118 degrees. I can't even feel it because it's like putting sunblock on your windows.
A beautiful idea. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'll look for that Dub sticker.
Yeah.
I'll be the hero in my neighborhood.
Let's do it.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This has been Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien.
He's not a horse whisperer, he's a horse listener. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for earth, for life.
I'm the neighbor that drives a Kubota. I scout, venture off the beaten path, tow, haul, fuel my passion. To be part of a bigger picture. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota RTV can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Jessica Ullman, the founder of the Vero Law Group. What do you guys do? Give us a quick recap.
We help entrepreneurs and CEOs build successful businesses, and I would say we have a holistic practice of law.
We were just talking before they were like, get the cameras rolling. We were just talking about how you have done an incredible job of shifting the perspective of how your team and yourself looks at the people that you work with, not just as customers and prospects, and sort of not even just as a client, but more of as a partner. Explain that for me, because that's a unique perspective that I really like.
So my vision in creating the law firm was to create a place where we would be like partners to our clients. Mm-hmm. It started off with, do you know many happy lawyers? I don't know a lot of them. So I'm one of the few attorneys that I know that I love my life, I love my job, and I'm really enthusiastic about
it. Probably because you own your own business.
I own my own business, but even I know a lot of lawyers who are still unhappy that have their own business. Yeah. So
probably
how could
I... Probably doesn't have
to do with
their business.
That's true. That probably has to do with them inside. So how could I create a firm, though, where clients like to interact with us? Mm. And what I found was that we needed to create a situation where they felt like we were contributing to their business, not just... you know, them bring a legal project in, us do the work, give it back, turn to the next thing.
Because most people think of, and maybe this is my own opinion, so I don't want to throw everybody in there. At least my own opinion when I think of law is scary, boring, dangerous, risky, expensive.
Yes.
Not fun.
Exactly.
But you guys are finding a way to flip that around the opposite way.
To flip that around. So the basic of the firm is two things, and this also ties into the culture of our company. The first is we try to do, for, especially for small and mid-sized businesses, flat fee legal work. And everybody pays a small monthly retainer where they can call us as much as they want in email, and they don't have to worry about, you know, getting a $400 bill in the mail for a short phone call.
So kind of like a LegalZoom kind of model?
Well, actually, we're the opposite of LegalZoom. Okay. So everything...
We had the founder of LegalZoom come on here, actually.
Okay, that's great. And no, it's an awesome business for certain types of companies, but we fully customize everything we do, including the advice that we give to our clients is completely customized to their business. Mm-hmm. That's what I found, you know, with information online, is people could research all day and find out what laws might apply to their business, but they still have questions about how does this affect me specifically.
People need context, and people need permission a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Reading online, especially if you have very little education on that topic, it's scary. You don't want to make
scary.
A decision that maybe won't affect you today, but could down the road and be very expensive. That's what most lawyers say, right? It's better to pay now a few thousand bucks or a couple hundred bucks than to pay tens of thousands or potentially hundreds of thousands or millions or who knows.
Yes.
So I love that. That's what you guys do.
Yeah. So the other piece is that we offer a promise to all of our clients and it is written in our engagement letter, and it's simply, we add more value to your business than you pay us, and if you don't think that's true for any reason, we would refund the cost of your legal services.
I love that, because I just wanted to ask, what is something that you guys do to position yourself as a preeminent company, a preeminent option, over all the competitors that are out there? I mean, you're in LA. You're in a place where there's over 10 million people. There's probably thousands, if not tens or hundreds of thousands of attorneys.
Sure.
So options that other people could choose. And I think that the fact that you mitigate the risk for your clients is amazing. How can you guys do that? Because I feel like a lot of companies are afraid to stand by the level of confidence that you provide, which is if you're not absolutely certain that you made an intelligent, a strategic investment for your business, and you feel like we're going to cost you more than we're going to save you or make you, we'll give you a refund. Most people don't do that. Why do you guys?
Yeah. So I would say that I want to take responsibility for actually delivering that value, and then more importantly, communicating to the client the ways that we did. And all of this is going towards building the partnership and relationship. And actually, this point is how over time we came to develop my second company, which I started this year, doing the mentoring and consulting with clients, was because I realized I'm always searching for ways to add the value because, of course, I'm not in the business of giving away legal services for free.
Yeah.
So what are other ways that I could add value? Well, I've worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs at this point in addition to having built up a successful business myself. So I started doing business consulting with clients and also doing mentoring, which the consulting is, in my mind, how do you become a business person, which, of course, is a really important skill to develop, and also how do you have to change your thinking to become more successful? So I started working with clients in those areas, and that's when I realized that I have the opportunity to help on a much broader scale than just the legal piece, which, of course, is really important, but it's not everything. And that is why I developed the new business this year and created a product called Course Corrected, which is going to launch next year. And that's helping entrepreneurs on all three of those levels. So mindset, business strategy, and legal to build their companies.
Something that I really love and value about you is, like so many successful people that walk through these doors, you invest in yourself. And that's
yes,
with coaches, consultants,
sure,
advisors, mentors, seminars, events, retreats, masterminds. There's so many options out there to invest in yourself. And I love the fact that that's something that you do, because I feel like for the average person, the aspiring entrepreneur, or maybe even the beginning stage entrepreneur, sometimes even the veterans, they don't understand or aren't yet doing what it takes to be successful. They're not investing in themselves.
Yes.
So what do you say to somebody who's out there and goes, I don't have the time, the energy, or the money, or I just can't find the right person? What do you say to them?
So I would say, and my mindset around it is, there's nothing more important to invest in than my personal growth. And that's what we were talking about earlier. You know, it's impossible to change and stay the same. So how, if you want to change your situation, if you want more success in business, if you want, you know, more money, if you want to be more satisfied with the company you've built, how do you change that when you're staying exactly the same? And that's how I've changed my place in my business and grown a new company at the same time.
Yeah. Well, if you want to have more, you have to be more.
Yes.
Common theme we talked about earlier. And not only have the two of us, but so many other successful people attribute their success to their coaches and their mentors. Founder of the Vero Law Group, Jessica Ullman's joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. What do you feel like is one of the most expensive mistakes you've made in business so far? Because I feel like we learn most from our mistakes and our failures. What's one of your biggest ones?
One of my most expensive mistakes.
It could just be something that held you back for years. Like,
you know, I have had, so in the beginning when I was trying to figure out how to work out this business thing, I invested with two different mentors and a coach that really were not a good fit with me at all. And one spent $10,000 and one I think was $6,000 maybe, just trying to find the right person to click with me and help me get my business to the next level. So I would say the reason that was a mistake, of course I learned from it, and that's always really valuable, but I didn't do enough looking into what results do they have with their clients and what kind of clients do they specialize in working with. And it turns out they weren't a good fit for me.
But I want to bring up something very important about what you just said is, and what I guess is the truth here, is that even with those mistakes, that didn't stop you from continuing to invest in yourself.
No. So here's something that I always say, there are a series and a group of tools that I can use to teach someone to have success in their business. Those tools are only valuable, and the only reason to really use the tools is for taking action. Because even if you take the wrong action, even if you're going the wrong way, as long as you keep moving forward and keep taking action, you eventually will get to where you want to go. But it's when people are paralyzed and don't do anything, that's the only real problem in business. And if I could tell you, the only regret that I actually have in the 5.5 years I've been in business, literally, the only regret I could think of is that I haven't made decisions more quickly, haven't taken action more quickly, because when when I look back, I can see that that really is the only thing that's holding me up over time.
I love so much that you said, you know, people that usually are not as successful as they want, they're not where they want to be in life and in business, is because they've been paralyzed and crippled and therefore haven't taken the necessary action. Reminds me of one of my favorite quotes from my friend Joe Polish. And he says, successful people are moving scared. Unsuccessful people are frozen stiff. And it reminds me just of that.
I love that.
I feel like for the, you know, person who's out there and they're afraid, they're uncertain, and they're really fearful of what will happen if I cut the cord from my job and go all in on this business. And the uncertainty and the fear, I feel like, is what holds people back. And that's why I love that quote, because it's okay to be fearful. Successful people are afraid. They have the same fear, struggles, and frustrations. They're humans, but they're moving in the direction they want regardless. And so I love so much that you brought that up, because it's such a powerful thing. What do you feel like are three things, three traits that every successful entrepreneur either must adopt or take action on when they're getting started?
Okay. So my version of success is having a business that you love to wake up to and work on and in every day, and also having the profitability that you need to support the lifestyle that you want. Okay?
Yeah.
So the first trait I would say is investing in yourself, which we've already touched on. So important
so
to
important.
Change where you are. And that could be in so many different ways. You know, it could be a mentor, the mastermind, reading, investing in yourself with your time. You know, yeah. I try to wake up every day around 4 o'clock, and I have about
4 a.m.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time of the day with nothing else going on but me. And I have about an hour of a variety of things that I do to start my day off in the way that I want to and to set my day up for success. So I invest that time in myself almost every day.
Before the day starts.
Almost every day.
Okay, so waking up early and having that time to yourself to better who you are, even if it's just to take time to think. I think it's that Warren Buffett spends like a few hours a day just to think. Sounds so silly because people are like, well, I work 18 hours a day, I was so productive. Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world, takes hours throughout his day to do nothing but sit and think.
You know, I was just having a conversation with someone about hitting a wall of productivity. And she's really frustrated in her business and saying, you know, I'm working so hard. I've been working harder than ever trying to get everything done. And I can't figure out why my business isn't growing. And the truth is that the hard work, while it can be really important at certain times in building our companies and the lives that we want, ultimately, it's not the hard work that's the game changer.
What is it?
It's the way that you think about what you're doing. And so I could see why Warren Buffett's spending a couple hours a day because he's analyzing the way he thinks, what he's done, how to change that going forward. And that's what makes a measurable change in your result. Because, I mean, honestly, at some point, we all hit a wall of productivity.
Yeah, and it reminds me of the statistic that we've probably all heard, 80-20. 80% of your success is based on your psychology. 20% is the strategies and the tactics or the mechanics. Jessica, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. Connecting a community of entrepreneurs is what we do. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free.
Get started right now by calling 800-914-5567.
Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I used to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you.
Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-914-5567, 800-914-5567. Get started right now by calling 800-914-5567.
How to keep your online password safe. McAfee's Chief Consumer Security Evangelist, Gary Davis.
54% of people don't actually password protect their mobile device. You could open it up and do everything from making calls to sending messages to do banking and all that sort of stuff. 59% of people are willing to share their password. So things like password sharing, you know, password protecting your mobile devices, not reusing the same password over and over and over again.
Some tips.
Get a password manager. They work on all your devices, and they allow you to centrally manage all your passwords so you're not having to remember them all the time. Another thing we encourage is use this thing called multi-factor authentication. So whenever I access Google from a new device, I'll get a text message to my phone to verify I have another device that's connected.
For more info, visit McAfee's consumer blog at securingtomorrow.mcafee.com.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service, so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Stars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
So how can you find the right social channels to grow your brand? This is Business Rockstars. Justin Wu is going to help answer that question. He's the CEO and founder of Growthly. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Justin, take it away, brother. How do we do it?
So we didn't focus so much on what platforms first. You have to first identify who's your target demographic and who exactly is your customers. For example, you take a look at platforms like Pinterest, just heavily women on there. Snapchat, more so millennials. I think a lot of people are getting caught up on all these different platforms and getting confused by all these, like Periscope.
And they think, I need to be on all of them.
Yeah, you need to be on all of them. Yeah. You have to just first find the ones that are kind of resonating.
Where's your audience, basically?
Exactly.
Okay.
And if you don't know, then you just simply go look at your competitors. That's like the most easy way, or other businesses or publications that are targeting kind of your similar audiences. You just have to go find out where people are hanging out on digitally or online.
Okay, so let's break it down.
Yeah.
First thing, and I'm glad you brought that up, is get really clear on where your audience is hanging out. What social platforms? Is it Facebook? Is it Instagram? Is it Pinterest? Is it Snapchat? Once you've identified that, then what do you do?
Then after that, you're going to want to take a look at what kind of conversations are happening or what kind of content they're consuming. Again, the best way is to look at other existing businesses and just see what are they posting every single day and seeing what people are commenting, whether people are liking, and just think of it as a consumer perspective in terms of what kind of content you should be posting. Once you kind of identify what the expectancy of what people are looking for, then you can start kind of modeling your content templates to be very similar to those businesses.
So there's a big trend happening right now. You're obviously aware of it, and that's video. Video is getting on all the platforms. Instagram's doing it. Facebook's doing it. Snapchat originated with, you know, using video. Everything is kind of shifting over to short-form video content. But a lot of people are doing it wrong. And so what's your advice for the person out there? Should they be doing written content? Should they be doing video? Should they be doing both? And then, what is the right way to structure your content so you're not just putting random stuff out there that has no relevancy?
Yeah, so in my opinion, now video is dominating on both, like, and I think LinkedIn's going to have video
very soon.
And it's just, to me, it's the best tool for anybody to just pick up and use, just because now, especially with the introduction of Snapchat and Instagram stories, people don't need high production, highly produced videos anymore. They just want authenticity and good storytelling. And what video allows you to do is really get to your audiences and speak to them, you know, similar to what TV used to do, where people were engaging on different shows, and live stream is also getting more and more popular. In terms of like writing, I don't think people like to read as much anymore. They're just trying to be on the go,
yeah,
or they're just trying to listen to content fast. The best kind of tips to jumpstart like videos is to go out and immediately like look at the platforms and start creating, like, even if you do slideshows. Mm. We're seeing that a lot of kind of like what BuzzFeed did for like the articles, like top, yeah, 10 things. People are just doing slideshows or top 10 things because it's still visual, and they can just do audio overlay. That's okay. A great way to just get going, just because it autoplays and just captures people's attention from the get-go.
I love that one. What are some other things? Because I feel like when it comes to creating content,
yeah,
I've heard a lot of different things, but I think some of the best stuff is needs to be short, needs to be goal-oriented, needs to be able to have something in it that allows the individual to know what they need to do to take action next, and then it needs to be relevant based on what's going on in their life or their business right now. CEO and founder of Growthly, Justin Wu, is joining us. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. We're talking about which social media platforms you should be on to grow your brand and grow your business. We've gone over some great things so far. What have we left out?
In terms of like a different, finding out different channels.
Yeah, like what mistakes do you see people making when they're on social media as a brand or business?
Yeah, so the biggest mistakes I've seen in terms of like thinking about social media is everybody is focusing on just, I mean, content is important, but distribution is just equally as important.
What do you mean by that?
Getting an audience, because everybody's posting out content and they're not, you know, buying ads to boost
they're
out.
They're basically like, hoping and praying.
Yeah, because everybody now is making a lot of noise. And an introduction again with like Snapchat, live streaming, and Periscope and all that stuff has kind of lowered the barrier in terms of content creation, mm-hmm, where everybody is becoming a content creator now. And then because of that, it's becoming more and more noisy, mm-hmm, right? And so I've seen a lot of people hit their heads when they're trying to figure out social media. They're focusing too much on content and not even trying to figure out how to get that content piece out. And so I've seen people who spend so much time writing a long blog post and then they put it out and they hope that Google will magically give them traffic.
Yeah.
That doesn't always happen. Sometimes you have to take that piece and go out and try to like share it across all the different networks, different platforms. And then from there, find your distribution channels.
So I heard something phenomenal, and I want you to answer it for us. There's three ways to get traffic. You can buy it, mm-hmm, you can borrow it, and you can create it. What are some strategies and tactics and ways that people can either buy, borrow, or create traffic?
You were just lightly talking about
buying.
Yeah, so buying is just Facebook, Instagram ads. Mm-hmm. They're still to this day is probably one of the best ad platforms.
Basically paying to target an audience and put my content in front of them.
Yeah, and they have very, very good targeting in terms of settings.
And the metrics are amazing. You can see
metrics
everything.
Metrics is amazing. And it's becoming more and more easier to just like quickly promote your content, mm-hmm, pieces.
So let's talk about borrowing.
In terms of borrowing,
yeah,
there's free places you can go to, Facebook groups to really get your content out to the right audiences.
Interviews is a great one. You're borrowing our audience,
yeah,
right now.
Interviews, collaborating with other kind of content creators or just people within your space. And they don't have to be big, but just talking to interesting people that are within your industry.
Okay, and last but not least, what's a good way to create traffic? We kind of talked about
it. Yeah, in terms of just creating traffic, what you want to do is essentially, once you've got your single channel, mm-hmm, then you start expanding out to multiple channels. Let's say you have a one-minute video, then take that one-minute video and then just post it all across your other social media.
On YouTube and
on
everything
YouTube,
else. You can post it on
else.
Facebook, you put it on YouTube.
Yeah, because again, it comes down to increasing your reach. Mm. And essentially, somebody might find it on YouTube, and then as long as you link it back to your other social media channels, mm-hmm, or your website and email capture, and now you're like in five places at once.
I love that.
Yeah.
Simple and powerful advice. Thanks for coming on the show, brother.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors, so when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you.